Minnesota News Network, I'm Ashley Walker. Poor air quality could throw a wrench into the first day of high school sports practices across Minnesota. State sports officials say their guidelines call for moving outdoor activities indoors when air quality readings reach unhealthy levels. If conditions become extremely hazardous, practices are often postponed or canceled. An air quality alert is currently in effect for much of the state. The bill to create an Office of Inspector General to oversee and investigate claims of fraud in state agencies did not get through the House last session, despite passing the Senate with a 60-7 vote. DFL Senator Heather Gustafson of Adnes Heights says she'll reintroduce the bill again next session, starting in February.
As every fraud case comes out, again, people are wondering, why couldn't this bill have passed? And so we just want to make sure that we hear all of the concerns, we can move forward in a way that addresses those concerns, but we need to get this done. It needs to get across the finish line.
Without a budget on the agenda, Gustafson is confident the OIG bill will have plenty of time to pass this next year. The Minnesota Twins honored law enforcement leaders before Sunday's game following the huge number of driving while intoxicated arrests in the state last year. Nearly 70 law enforcement officers from around the state were honored after being nominated by their agencies for exceptional efforts to stop impaired drivers. In 2024, this group of all-stars made a combined 5,100 DWI arrests. Minnesota just passed a tougher DWI bill for repeat offenders. The American Red Cross will be set up outside the agriculture building during the state fair for people who want to help and donate blood. Regional Communications Manager Sue Tasanga.
To be eligible to donate blood, individuals in the state of Minnesota need to be 16 years old with parental consent or 17 years old with a valid ID. They need to weigh at least 110 pounds and be in generally good health.
In a rematch of last year's WNBA Finals, the Minnesota Lynx defeated the defending champion New York Liberty 83-71 in New York on Sunday. Quick action by area first responders saved a man from the Red River Saturday afternoon. The Moorhead Fire Department launched an inflatable Zodiac boat after spotting the man near an area bridge. With assistance from Moorhead Police, firefighters pulled him from the water and brought him to safety. No injuries were reported. Sushi Man, the favorite horse for Saturday's $75,000 Minnesota Derby at Canterbury Park in Shakopee, won by a neck in the 8-horse race. The 3-year-old Minnesota-bred equine owned by One Bid Stable beat out second-place Towner 2. The $75,000 Minnesota Oaks was won by Carson Bay, giving jockey Erica Murray her first career stakes win. Thursday through Sunday, the Minnesota Twins and the Salvation Army enter their second season of an in-game radiothon that supports the Bed and Bread Club. Thought to be the first of its kind in Major League Baseball, each Twins radio broadcast during the club's 4-game series versus the Detroit Tigers will feature 3 separate segments, showcasing inspiring stories of families supported by the Salvation Army's club. This is MNN.